The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Moshe Medrash. For more shiurim or information, please visit vshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
Ruchim HaShom'im. We begin today's shiur, Parshat Tetzaveh. Ve'ata Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael. ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך. שמן זית זך, pure oil, כתית למאור, להעלות נר תמיד. This is the menorah's oil, as we all know. The Gemara says in Shabbat, דף חף א', עמוד ב', תנו רבנן בחפה בכסלב יומי דחנוכה תמניה אינון. There are 8 days from the 25th case of Kislev. Which are days of Hanukkah. The Loli Mispad Behon, which we may not eulogize, the Loli Ta'anot Behon, we may not fast. Shekishenich Nesu Yivanim Lehechal. For when the Yivanim entered the Hechal, Tim'u Kol Ashmanim Shelehechal, they defiled all of the oils in the Hechal, and when the kingdom of the household of Chashmonai dominated and were victorious, batku velo matzu ela pach echad shel shemen. They checked and they did not find but only one pach. Pach is translated as a jug, shehaya munach bechotmo shel kohen gadol, which was resting with the seal of the kohen gadol. That way they knew that it was pure. Velo haya boel ladlik yom echad, as we all know, it only had enough to light for one day. V'naaseh bo nes, v'hidliku mimenu shmona yamim, and it lit for 8 days. L'shana aheret. Next year, Kavum, they established Va'asum Yamim Tovim. And they made great days. Yamim Tovim. Hanukkah here is called Yom Tov, interestingly. Behalel Uvhoda'a. But the Yamim Tovim was not like a regular Yom Tov, but only through Halel and Hoda'a. Lauding, song and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishonim ask the famous question. Many of you might know this question as the Beit Yosef's question. The truth is that the Beit Yosef, of course, he does ask it, but it's been asked many years before the Beit Yosef by many Rishonim. And the question is, Lama kavuk chesimei Hanukkah? Why did they establish 8 days of Hanukkah? The Nes was only 7 days. It had enough oil for one night. Many of you might have heard 100 answers. There's a sefer that has over 100 answers, but there's more than 100 answers. And we'll speak about some of the answers tonight, Be'ezrat Hashem. It's important to note that all the answers that are answered by the real Sfarim, all the Rishonim and the great Acharonim, I can't vouch for, you know, everyone's answer today, but those answers are all Torat Emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it in 8 day Yom Tov for over 100 reasons. Which is a fascinating and amazing chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It turns out that the other 7 days are in the minority now. That one day has more reasons than the 7 days have seven reasons. That one day has over 100 reasons. And that's all included in the nest of Hanukkah and what we have to reflect during Hanukkah, and when we read this parasha, which speaks about the great hadlaka in the Beit HaMikdash of the menorah. The Tosfot HaRosh, he is one of the Rishonim, and he answers as follows. They divided the oil in the jug into 8 parts, and every night they took an eighth of the oil, So that was the nes. The nes was that every night, including the first night, an eighth of the oil lasted the entire night. Another answer that he answers is that they placed all of the oil in the menorah. And every night, it lit only, it only ate up one eighth of the oil that was there. So even the first night, that was a great miracle. Normally, it would eat up all the oil. All the oil was needed for one night. And the third answer, he says, is that after they lit the shemen the first night, the keli, the vessel was full. They came back. They thought they wouldn't find nothing. V'nikaranes af b'layla rishon. So even the first night, the miracle was evident and was recognized. And this is known to all as the Beit Yosef's answer and question in Tafresh Ayin. In the name of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav in Brisk, the son of the famous Beit HaLevi, Rabbi Chaim, you might have heard of his son, the Brisker Rav, the last known Brisker Rav, whose name was Rabbi Yitzchak Ze'ev Soloveitchik, known as Rabbi Velvel, or just Brisker Rav. So, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, I think he died in 1918, if I'm not mistaken. The good one for the Gedolei Ador, and from the sharpest minds who honed all of the yeshivot's great minds in Rosh Hashivot of pre-war Europe, and it continues on today. And he asked a question. The question is on the third answer. The third answer was that either the actual lamp of the menorah, the cups, the nerot of the menorah, were full the next morning, to everyone's surprise. Or maybe it means the jug itself was full the next morning. Says Reb Chaim says, that wouldn't work. Why wouldn't that work? Halacha is, the Torah says in this week's parasha, the pasuk we read at the beginning, V'ikhu elecha shemen zayit zach. It's a requirement. In order to light the menorah, you need shemen zayit. This oil is obviously not shemen zayit. It's miraculous oil. And if you light with miraculous oil, that won't work for the mitzvah. That's not shemen zayit. It might be a beautiful miracle and all, but it's not shemen zayit. And although God performed a miracle, the miracle has to work along the confines and rules and regulations of the Torah. Otherwise, you can't perform the mitzvah. You can perform many miracles, but that's not the mitzvah. Reb Chaim therefore concludes and says, it would seem that the only way to have a miracle that it would still be Shemen Zayit would be to say that the quality of the oil was made better miraculously, like the other two tirutzim, that an eighth of the oil lasted the whole night. But to say that there was more quantity because of the miracle, like the last teretz, which was that the nerot were filled again, so it was new oil, miraculous heavenly oil. That's miracle oil. That's not olive oil. Olive oil is required. This question is thrown around in the Beit Midrash in the name of Rab Chaim. And it's been said on this, many things have been said about this question. People have wondered about Rab Chaim's question. Because there's a complete sugya in the Gemara in Horiot, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, the Gemara in Kritut, Daf Hei Amud Bet, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there were many, many miracles made with the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, which was used to anoint Aharon HaKohen, his sons, the Mishkan, and all of its vessels, the Kelim. How much oil do you need for that? You need a lot of oil. But Rabbi Yehuda said it was a great miracle, since the oil that the Torah requires is only 12 lugin. 12 lugin is the volume of 72 eggs. And he says it's impossible to anoint the Mishkan, the Kelav, Aaron and his children every single day of the Shivat Yimei HaMilu'im. And then besides that, in addition to the fact that you need it for all the Kohanim Gdolim in the future, and all of the kings that will be used, that were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, Malchut Beit David. Not only that, there was enough leftovers for the king Yoshiyahu HaMelech to hide it, and now it's around, Le'atid Lavo, to be able to be used for the third Beit HaMikdash and for the Mashiach. So Rabbi Yehuda concludes, he says, there was many, many nisim, many miracles. It's amazing, Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Chaim, that a miracle oil doesn't work. How would this Gemara make sense? We see that miracle oil works. Although the Torah requires olive oil for the Shemen HaMishcha, we see Rabbi Yehuda says it was a miracle. That's one question. Well, you could say to that question, Rabbi Chaim, that the miracle in the times of the Shemen HaMishcha was also like the first two tirutzim of the Tosfot Harash. It was a qualitative miracle. Qualitatively, it just lasted longer. You didn't need that much. But that would be very hard to say, since there's a certain amount that you need to anoint the kelim, and that would eventually dry up. I saw in a sefer, Chavetzelet HaSharon, that Rabbi David Soloveitchik, Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivat Torat Chaim HaLevi, Eretz Israel, famous Yeshivat Brisk, one of the Yeshivot of Brisk, the son, the grandson of Rabbi Chaim, he said he never heard this in the name of his grandfather. And he said that he has another question on this. We see the Gemara in Menachot Daf Samech Tet, Amud Bet, says that Hitim is wheat kernels that come down through the clouds miraculously. Mara says there, they're kasher for menachot. You can use them to bring a korban mincha. Tosafot over there explains, how would they come down through the clouds? He says they came down from heaven through a nes with the rain. So Rabbi David says, you see from that Tosafot, that Gemara, that the chita of a nes is kasher for menachot. Concludes of David, what do we see from that Gemara? That even if you're created through a miracle, you don't lose, you still attain status of a chita. Torah wants chita, they want kemach, they want flour, solet for mincha. You are solet. You aren't some heavenly creation that just looks like chita. Once heaven created through a miracle without any seeds or earth or stalks, something that looks and smells and tastes like chita. So in the Lashon HaKodesh, it would be called Hashem Chita. It has the name of chita. It attains the status of chita. Says Rabbi David Soloveitchik, same thing here. It wouldn't make sense for my grandfather to ask this, since we see that although you were created through a miracle, you still attain the name and that status. And the same would apply to Shemen Zayit. Although there's a chiyuv for the Shemen Zayit to be used for the menorah, the miracle of the Nes of the menorah would constitute the new oil, according to the third teretz of Rabbeinu Tosfot Harosh, to be oil. Another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Amud Bet, says Rav Hanina and Rav Oshia were sitting on Erev Shabbat, reading Sefer Yetzirah from Avraham Avinu, and they created a delicious calf, Iglatilta. Iglatilta is the third calf, which is the softest and best meat, and they ate it. The Shla HaKadosh in Parashat Vayeshev, he writes that such a calf does not need Shechita. And it sounds like from him that it doesn't, we don't give it a status of Bakar Vatzon, which the Torah requires Shechita. It looks and tastes like it, but since it was created through a miracle, it's not really Bakar Vatzon. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet writes that if a form falls from heaven that looks exactly like a donkey, a hamor, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. The only thing is that Dvarim Tmeim don't fall from heavens. So we're finding different Gemarot with different conclusions. What is a miraculous heavenly made item? So in this sefer that I mentioned before, Chavetz Hasharon, he says a beautiful yesod to answer all these Gemarot, to explain why Rabbi Chaim's question is a valid question. And he says that it's all true. All things created miraculously really attain a status of what they look like. Chita, Hamor, even Shemen, Hamishcha, the Shemen Hamishcha that they used for the Kohanim Gedolim and the Malachim and the Mishkan and the Kelim, and even the Shemen for the Menorah, it all attains the status of Shemen. And even Shemen Zayit, oil, olive oil, actually olive oil, because it has all the chemical compounds and makeup of the olive oil, even though it didn't come from the olive. However, there's one thing missing. There's one din in the Shemen Zayit, which is said by Hadlakat Menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, that is not said by all the other halachot. The halachot of Menachot and Shemen HaMishcha of the Beit HaMikdash and Kelim. And that is that the Gemara in Menachot Peivav learns out drasha from the Pasuk, this Pasuk. Choylecha Shemen Zayit Zach Katit Lamaor. Katit, says the Gemara, means it should be katush. Katush means chopped up, grounded, and crushed. The Rambam also, he rules as follows. His rules, there's a din that the shemen zayit for the menorah has to come from kitishah from the priya zayit. You have to crush it. And the oil that comes out is the oil for the menorah. So Reb Chaim's question is back on the table. It's true, it's called Shemen Zayit. That is olive oil. Even though it was created through a miracle. However, it was not crushed from an olive. The only way to have olive oil that came through crushing would be to have olive oil that came through a real olive. If you have olive oil that just appears in the Pach Shemen Shel Kohen Gadol or in the Neirot of the Menorah, That didn't come from an olive. And therefore, you would be lacking this din. The first pasuk in this parasha is telling you, katit lama'or is also a requirement. It must be crushed. Crushing means you have to have the prizayit, the actual peri of an olive. Now, if Hashem would have performed a miracle through an olive, through a miracle olive, and that appeared in the Beit HaMikdash and they crushed it, that would be fine, although it would be a miracle. But that's not what happened. What happened was they found the oil. The oil just filled up, filled back up in the Ner, or in the Pach, however you understand the Teretz of Tosfot Rosh. And that's what Reb Chaim was bothered by. He says, to tell me that qualitatively, a small amount of oil lasted longer, it had greater quality, that's okay. But to say that it was nitrabe, it increased in its quantity through a miracle, and wouldn't have that last detail of katit, this answer seems to be in the Kli Chemda as well. In the Kli Chemda, we find perhaps another way, similar but a little bit different than Reb Chaim, and maybe actually the opposite. And through what he says, we can maybe answer Reb Chaim, because the Taz in Or HaChaim, he answers the question of 8 days in a different way. He says that the Zohar writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not perform a nes to bless somebody, bless an item, if the item doesn't exist in the world. It has to be there. It has to exist, and through the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the item increases. If something is empty, bracha can affect that. Bracha, as we know, comes from letters bet, haf, resh, barech, a blessing is 200. If you have 2, then it turns into 20, it turns into 200, so on and so forth. It's nitrabe. But you have to start with the 2. You have to begin with something. A bracha that doesn't have anything can't work. Therefore, it says the Taz, if the oil of the first day would have gone out, then there would be nothing left to create the miracle for the following 7 days. And therefore, there was a miracle that the first day, it did not consume all the oil. A little bit of the oil was left. So from that oil, the miracle can create new oil for the next 7 days. And that was the miracle of the first day itself. That itself is the miracle. The Kli Chemda in Parashat Vayakel, he quotes the Chiddushei Harim, which wonders on these words of the Taz. He says, the Zohar is talking about the miracle of a bracha. Someone gets a blessing from a Navi, as we know, the Isha Shunamit, or a blessing from Hashem directly, that his oil will increase, or something will increase. There, the item, we have to have a beginning. But all over Shas, we find many, many miracles that are yesh me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates things from nothing. So, what does that mean? This miracle of the menorah, why would it need any oil to begin with? And the Kli Chemda, the Chiddush HaArim, he answers that the reason why the Taz is using this Zohar to answer the question is because the Shemen Menorah has to be Shemen Zayit. He says, Shemen Nes is not Shemen Zayit. As we understood Reb Chaim's question at first, he says it doesn't attain the status of Shemen Zayit, Shemen of an olive. It's just miraculous oil. Therefore, the only way to perform the mitzvah the following 7 days would be to have the anes in the way that the Zohar was speaking about, anes of a bracha, that the oil that exists already, the Shemen Zayit, the olive oil that exists already, would increase and become much more. Therefore, he says that the miracle had to take place in the oil that existed already. And therefore, says the Taz, the first day had a miracle in that it did not consume, the fire did not consume all of the oil. But this itself is an answer to Reb Chaim's question. Reb Chaim asked, we don't have Shemen Zayit. We don't have oil that is olive oil. And we explained that could be Reb Chaim's question makes a lot more sense if you say that it's lacking the quality of katit. It doesn't come from a crushed olive. It comes from a miracle. But according to the Taz, according to the Chiddush HaRim in the Taz, it would answer the question beautifully. Because the Tosfot Harash, which answers this answer, that the Ne'er got filled up, answers it because he understood that the miracle must have taken place with existing olive oil, as the Taz says. And therefore, the olive oil that increased was just an increase in olive oil, in oil from olives. Meaning that the oil that increased was just more of the same. More of the same crushed olive oil. More of it. It became larger. What became larger? It. It means the crushed olive oil. That became more and more. And therefore, that miracle is still Shemen Zayit, and it's even Katit Lama'or. The Gemara of Shemen HaMishcha, also, which the Torah says you need Shemen Zayit, could be it was Shemen Zayit as well from the Yud Beit Lugin, because it was Nitrabeh, it increased from the Yud Beit Lugin. It was more of that original oil. It wasn't just new oil that fell down from heaven. That oil itself increased and became more. But normally, if something is created from Shemen, just from heaven, maybe, according to this answer, it will not attain the status of an olive oil, or something that comes from a fruit. It's interesting, just as an ending note, that the Chatam Sofer writes in Drashot, and he says that the menorah was a tremendous miracle that happened on the first day, is that v'idliku nerot b'chatrot katshecha. We know that the menorah was in the Heichal. So why do we say in the Al HaNisim v'idliku nerot b'chatrot katshecha? Chatrot are the outside, that's in the Azara, your holy courtyards. That's not the Heichal. The Heichal, he's the Kodesh. So he says, because if you look at the words right before that, Ufinu et hechalecha v'tiyaru et miktashecha, they cleaned out. They were cleaning out your hechal and purifying your miktash. He says, at the time, there was so much avodah zarah and tumah in those two holy places that they constructed this new menorah, and they lit it in the chatzer, chatzerot katshecha. And it was nidgalel in kol, it was revealed to everyone. Usually Yisraelim, they don't know what's going on, they can't see the menorah. The Kohanim would have told them about the miracle, but it says the Chatam Sofer, that's not what happened. Everyone saw the miracle of Chanukah. And he explains how you can actually light the menorah and the Chatzot Kodshecha, and the fact that the menorah has to be in the Eichal, that's only, a requirement for the building of the Beit HaMikdash. But for the mitzvah of hadlakat neirot in the Beit HaMikdash, that can be done anywhere. So that itself was an amazing miracle that everyone was able to see the menorah being lit v'hatrot kachecha. Actually, I was looking now in the Chatam Sofer and Rashot, and I saw that he writes the miracle was actually, the first day's miracle was, since it was Nidgaler Ein Kol, it was b'chatrot kachecha. He says everyone knows that oil is consumed much quicker if there's wind. If you put place a menorah outside or inside, you're going to need more oil. So he says, they only found oil for one night, the amount of oil that they usually needed when it was inside the Heichal, and there was no wind. But now that it was Bechatzot Katshecha, and that amount of oil lasted the first night, that was the nes of the first day. And we should all be zocher to the lighting of the menorah and the Beit HaMikdash Bekarov, Merav Yamin. Thank you for listening.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halakhic consultation, monetary Beit Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.